It was very difficult for my parents to have to sort of uproot their, existence in that country and come and start here again. And it's quite literally a process of replanting, so your roots have to grow into the ground again. But, you do that. Some plants survive better in new soil and after being replanted, and others reject the soil or the soil rejects them. But luckily, in this case, it was the former.
It was a happy time
It
for
was
you?
a yeah. I enjoy the being in this country, and I enjoy being a resident of this country and a national of this country. It's just unfortunate that some people in this country don't understand that at the moment, as we can see sort of the racial flaring and go back where you came from being sort of the regular slogan at the moment.
How do you feel about that?
It's very unfortunate, because it's something that I've seen happen, not necessarily in person, but throughout history. It's a lesson that occurs again and again and again in history. In fact, the first 11 years of my life, I was living in the Lebanese Civil War. So I never knew Beirut or Lebanon other than a country conflicted by various confessionalisms that wanted to take over power. And so what you have is people who want to clean their society from difference. They want this homogeneity to take over. They want to be purely of one race, this obsession with the purity of the race, which doesn't exist in nature, but is predominantly ideological. So seeing it here again is this is sort of the beginnings or the frightening inklings of a potentially what could become a civil war. Lebanon was very much an ordinary country, just people going out about their business, full of, multiple religions, religious denominations, cultures, etc. And then when the hatred was fueled.
But do you think the seeds of that homogeneity exists here now in Australia? I mean, Australia proudly declares itself as an inclusive, multicultural society.
Well, it certainly is. It's a beauty of our society. That's what makes it successful. It's diversity. But unfortunately, there's this push in irresponsible parts of the media for a sense of homogeneity, that there's a small group of people who own this country, who believe that their culture is the Australian culture, is the Australian way of life, and they trying very hard to sort of force that on the rest of us who are intent on diversity and multiplicity.
And how new is this, in your view, here in Australia, this push what you are talking about?
May I be frank? I have to say that when Paul Keating lost the election to John Howard, I began to notice a steady rise, growth towards sort of a model that resembles contemporary American society.
In what way? How did you experience that?
Well, I suppose sort of under Labor government or previous Liberal governments, we've had a greater tolerance for ethnicity. In this sort of global sort of international politics where, fingers are being pointed at, religious groups, and that's going to reflect in our culture. That's people learn their lessons from their government. If their government tells them that hatred of the other is acceptable, then you see what we saw on the
And
weekend.
you didn't see that, or you didn't experience that in the pre-Howard era?
Certainly not to the same extent. Definitely not. I was at school, of course, still in high school, and high school's a perfect place to test out various denominational beliefs or national beliefs. And there was definitely segregation between cultures, which sometimes can be natural. It was there, in my school I went to Bankstown, and there was the playground was divided into ethnic groups. But that in itself doesn't necessarily mean that those groups can't coexist harmoniously. Unfortunately, now, what's always been there, sort of these various ethnic groups are coexisting, but not harmoniously.